Tension gripped college campuses across the United States Tuesday as Jewish students marked the Passover holiday amid unsettling reports of anti-Semitism at pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
The protests have escalated in recent days as Israel's devastating conflict against Hamas continues in the Gaza Strip, where the health ministry claims more than 34,000 people have been killed, most of them women and children, Jessica Oakley reporting.
The United Kingdom approved controversial legislation on Tuesday that allows the government to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda, with deportation flights expected to commence this summer.
The so-called Safety of Rwanda, Asylum and Immigration Bill finalized its passage through the UK Parliament in the early morning after almost 8 hours of debate overnight, clearing the path for it to soon receive royal assent and become law. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Israeli leaders have voiced outrage at the prospect that the Biden administration may cut off aid to one of the Jewish state's army battalions over allegations that it has committed human rights violations.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted that a decision had been made when he was asked about internal investigations under a U.S. law that prohibits military aid being sent to foreign forces found to be violating human rights. When asked about the U.S. probe, Blinken said that it would be fair to say that you'll see results very soon. Liam White reporting.
The Department of Justice on Tuesday announced it has reached a $138.7 million settlement deal with victims of the disgraced former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar to resolve their claims of wrongdoing against the FBI in its failures to investigate allegations of sexual abuse.
For decades, Lawrence Nassar abused his position, betraying the trust of those under his care and medical supervision while evading accountability, Acting Associate Attorney General Benjamin C. Meiser said in a statement. He stated, "These allegations should have been taken seriously from the outset." Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A judge has declared a mistrial in the criminal case against 75-year-old Arizona rancher George Allen Kelly, accused of fatally shooting a migrant on his property near the U.S.-Mexico border, the court confirmed Monday night.
Jurors had been deliberating since Thursday afternoon. Kelly was charged with second-degree murder and aggravated assault in the January 30, 2023, fatal shooting of 48-year-old Gabriel Quinn Buidamea, a migrant who lived across the border in Nogales, Mexico. He had pleaded not guilty, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Spain on Tuesday approved a plan aimed at making reparation and economic compensation for victims of sex abuse committed by people connected to the Catholic Church.
The Minister of the Presidency and Justice, Felix Bolaños, said the plan was based on recommendations in a report by Spain's ombudsman last year. From that report, he said it was concluded that some 440,000 adults may have suffered sex abuse in Spain by people linked to the church, and that roughly half of those cases were committed by clergy. Paul Gomez reporting.
Google fired at least 20 more workers in the aftermath of protests over technology the company is supplying the Israeli government amid the Gaza conflict, bringing the total number of terminated staff to more than 50, a group representing the workers said.
It's the latest sign of internal turmoil at the tech giant centered on Project Nimbus, a $1.2 billion contract signed in 2021 for Google and Amazon to provide the Israeli government with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. Kyle Norris reporting.
Donald Trump is about to see his fortune grow by $1.3 billion.
The former U.S. president is set to receive a so-called earn-out bonus of 36 million shares in his newly public company, Trump Media and Technology Group, as part of an incentive that was created for the company's public market debut in March, according to a regulatory filing. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.